3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Hi, thanks for calling the Campbell Soup Company. We produce real food that matters for life's moments.
No, it's not 9:18 or whatever. That time is incorrect. The actual time is 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time to begin. The Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. And welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And I'm here with Hello Kitty. Wondering if I am actually alive. Am I alive? Hey, Hello Kitty. Am I alive? I don't know. Am I alive? Yeah, this seems like this is going nowhere. All right, what am I doing? hello, my name is Tobe. I may or may not be alive. I'm uncertain at this point. I am, however, the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a role that I take extraordinarily seriously, especially when I'm pouring the tea. Oh, there's not a lot of tea left. Oh no, I guess I'm gonna have to make some more tea. Not now, later. Oh, Gingin May. Man, I do love drinking the Gingin May, and I really need it today. Am I conscious? What are we doing? Oh my God! Let's get out of the car. Oh yeah. Okay. While we attempt to determine whether or not I'm alive. Let's go check for golf balls. It was a very warm day yesterday. 90 degrees Fahrenheit, that is 30 degrees Celsius. That's very unusual for this time of year, but then again, sort of not. Because, welcome to Nebraska. As for today, it's overcast. Rain is coming at some point. It's a little bit cooler today, but most importantly, no direct sun. So, we got to get down into the creek to see if there's any golf balls that we need. We are looking for colored golf balls. We don't need any white golf balls. I got plenty of white golf balls. In fact, before leaving my house, I put 3 white golf balls in my pocket with the intent to return them. I'm going to sacrifice these white golf balls to the golf ball gods in order to hopefully get more colorful golf balls. Alright, what do I see down there? Oh, not much of anything. I see some of the golf balls that have been down there for a while that we can't get to. Let's get down here and see if there's any real treasure for us. Yesterday was probably a great golfing day. Today is a great golfing day. I only saw one large party up there on the golf course. Has somebody been here? Some of those golf balls that were in the mud are gone. But that one's still there, and that one's still there. There's footprints or something over there. Did somebody... Let's go down into the creek bed and see what we can see. One thing that I am noticing is that trees are starting to seed out, and so there's little maple seed helicopters down here now. There's going to be a hell of a lot more soon. Oh, but there's other stuff. Oh, and it's all sticky and muddy down here. Okay, we got sticky mud. And what else do we got? We got an inability to walk over there now because the recent rains have washed some of this gravel away. There's nowhere to walk. Oh, this could be problematic. But yes, these are footprints over here. Somebody stepped across the creek and sank 6 inches, 15 centimeters, down into the mud in order to collect golf balls. When did this happen? This probably happened earlier this morning. But if somebody was standing right there, why didn't they grab that one that's right above them in the tree roots? Why didn't they grab that one that's on the ground right there? Well, maybe that one wasn't there when they came in. Okay. So we now know that other golf ball fanatics have been down here recently. And that's okay, that's good. Ooh, I'm climbing back up onto the bank here so I can walk over and get a different angle on the ravine, see if there's any golf balls up in there that we need to get. I don't see anything, but they do tend to hide. As I walk upstream a little bit, what have we got up here? Anything? It would appear to not be much of anything. Okay. So we got no colored golf balls here today. That's fine. That just means I'm going to come back here later tonight at dusk. I'll come down here, and then I'll also go to the Knolls, the golf course across the street from Heron Haven, because that's been especially productive lately. In the meantime, I'm going to take the white golf balls out of my pocket, and I'm going to throw one over there. Plonk. It plonked. And I think I will throw one over there. I'm giving golf balls back to the golf ball finding community, because that's what I do. I give back. And there goes the third one. Plonk-a-dunk. All right. So it's kind of humid. And I kind of don't like it. So, as I'm climbing back out of the creek, I think we'll get some music ready here. Ugh, it's really humid out here, and I don't like climbing up here. It's making me itchy. Plug this in. All right, and now it's time for random music. Go!
Something, touching nothing's all I ever do.
Yes, it's true. It will turn into a ballroom blitz on occasion. That was, of course, Sweet, sometimes known as The Sweet. Either way, they are pretty sweet. I do enjoy a good ballroom blitz. I do, however, have one question.
You got girlfriend, Vietnam?
Yeah, you got girlfriend, Vietnam? Are we back to this old chestnut? Now, I know what you're thinking. All the committee members out there are thinking, oh yeah, all right, girlfriend Vietnam. We haven't seen her in a while. Maybe we need to get into that. But Tobe, wouldn't it be better if we did some Full Metal Nyanpasu? Well, as the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, I have to sort of wonder if Full Metal Nyanpasu would work.
Private Pyle, why is your footlocker unlocked?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
Private Pyle, if there is one thing in this world that I hate, it is an unlocked footlocker. You know that, don't you?
Sir, yes, sir.
If it wasn't for dickheads like you, there wouldn't be any thievery in this world, would there?
Sir, no, sir.
Get down! Well, now, let's just see if there's anything missing. Holy Jesus. What is that? What the fuck is that? What is that, Private Pyle?
Nyanpasu.
Maybe we can get some Full Metal Nyanpasu cooking. I'm not sure, though. The reason I sort of hesitate on this is, you know, if you're going to go, you know, Full Metal Vietnam Nyanpasu, is this the direction you want to go? Would you rather have something like this?
You smell that?
Smell that?
Napalm, son. Nothing else in the world smells like that. I love the smell of
Nyanpasu
in the morning. You know, one time we had a hail bomb for 12 yeah. hours when it was all over, I walked up.
Oh, I don't know if that quite works. I do love the smell of Nyanpasu in the morning. But, you know, getting some good Nyanpasu Vietnam is going to be difficult. And uh-oh, we have an issue. Something is happening, and this is not good. I'm waiting for my football game to start. I'm waiting for my Manchester United versus Liverpool football game. And there is an announcement coming up on my TV saying that it is being canceled. The game has been canceled due to the pitch invasion earlier in the day. Holy cats, let me punch this in.
A sleeping anger has been awoken in English football.
Sleeping.
Now it's the turn of Manchester United fans. A core of supporters have opposed the American Glazer family since they took over this club 16 years ago. But this is no small minority. Here they are in their thousands. The ill-fated European Super League has started a fire, and it's ripping through the game.
Yeah, and that fire is producing a lot of green and yellow smoke. The green and yellow is protest smoke. The Manchester United colors are, what, red and white or red and black? But the original team colors were green and yellow, back before they were even Manchester United. And, oh boy, there's a big stink. Yep, they want the Glazers out, they want the Crunkies out, they want all the Americans out of English football, and I, as an American, have no problem with this whatsoever, because I love football, and I am not a jingoist. And, of course, all the Americans have gotten into football and got their greedy little hands into it, and they tried to create the Super League, and it failed, and now there's just all this crap going on, and I am missing my game because of it. I don't get to watch my football game now because a bunch of greedy American breadheads are trying to get... All right, that's... Now I'm just mad. And now I just want to, I don't know, set the world on fire? But if I did that, then all the football stadiums would burn down. That's not productive, Tobe. Tobe, what you need to do is get back into whatever we were talking about. What were we talking about? I don't know, probably Nyampasu.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Nyampasu.
Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
Yeah, okay, that was pretty good, you have to admit. It was either that or the Fast and the Nyampasu. Fast and the Furious Tokyo Nyampasu. Oh, do we really need to have Fast and the Nyampasu? We probably do. How? Oh, settle down, Tobe. It's not that funny. It's kind of funny. Yeah, but as funny as it is, it's not getting me over my rage. My rage of not being able to see the football game that I wanted to watch today. Now what am I going to do? Now what am I going to do for 2 hours when I should be watching football? Well, I guess I'll have no choice but to go outside and look for some golf balls. When does my race start? Yeah, that's a good thing. That's the one good thing. Yeah, well, fine. Maybe my football game is being canceled, but at least I got my race tonight. I got my race. It's going to be on late. My F1 race. Where are we with my F1 Fantasy League standings? All right. As you'll remember, the rules have changed. Me versus my cat, but we have two drivers. We have the best drivers, and we have the worst drivers. I have Bottas and Michael Schumacher. My cat, Pippa, has Hamilton and Mazepin. And
Even though we're only, what, two or three races in, I'm already losing. Oh, sure, I was winning after the first race. I had 19 points, my cat had 21 points, and like golf, it's the low score that's the winner. And I always am winning after the first race, for like the last 3 years. But then, of course, after the second race, the second race was all wet. Somebody crashed into my driver, and Hamilton spun, but still managed to come in second place. But now I have 53 points to my cat's 40 points, so Pippa is winning. Oh, I hope I can do better tonight. I am looking forward to it. I'm kind of excited. Yeah, I am excited. I'm getting kind of pumped up enough that I feel like I need to listen to some more music. And in order to regain my focus, I think we're going to need some Hocus Pocus. Great stuff from Focus. That was Hocus Pocus. Love that song. I love the Vandals cover version of that song. It's just so great. What else is great? Lunch is great, and I'm starting to think about food. Why am I so hungry so early? Well, I did get up a little bit earlier than normal. Now I'm starving, but what do I want to eat? I have a craving for pork buns, char siu pork buns. I want char siu pork buns so that I can eat that and drink tea at the same time. But I also kind of want souvlaki. You know, shashlik. What am I hungry for exactly? I don't even know. I feel terrible. I don't even know what I want.
I would like to buy a hamburger.
Yes, maybe that is what I want. Maybe I would like to buy a hamburger, but that's not what I'm working on right now. Right now, I'm trying to tune in this radio. Why won't this tune right? I'm trying to contact some important people. I'm trying to get a hold of my friend on the CB radio, the Rubber Duck. Where's my Rubber Duck?
Breaker 19, this here's a Rubber Duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, that's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
I'm starting to lose them. They're fading out. Yeah, Nyan Pasu convoy. That was still just queued up. I thought we needed to hear it again just because I like it. Yeah, but the more I think about it, the hungrier I'm getting. Why am I thinking about food so much? Why am I so hungry? What am I going to eat for lunch? Do I need to go to the store? I'm not going to the store today. Today's Sunday. I am not going to the store on a Sunday. You know how crazy, crowded, packed that's going to be? Although, it might not be a bad idea. I could go later tonight when it's empty, because it's empty on a Sunday night. So maybe later I will go out looking for golf balls and then stop at the grocery store and buy me some food. But that does not set me up for lunch today. So what am I going to eat today? I don't know. But we've come to the point in the show where I have run out of absolutely anything to talk about or even think about other than food and what I might eat for lunch. So let's just hit the play button on the Fun Synthomosizer, the brand new Super Synth, the OP1. What are we doing today? I don't know. Let's improvise some musics. How about this? Yeah, it's the same crap we've been doing. So that's about all we got for today. Another slow Sunday here on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, but now it's over.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.